Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
We got a lot to talk about here tonight. The Best in Soccer Talk is on the air. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. We are streaming at ESPN 975.com, and there are more topics to sink your teeth in tonight than we could ever want, and that's just the way it's going these days. We will talk some Houston Dynamo. We will talk some Dynamo sport in Kansas City tonight. They get the home win. They are on the road tomorrow night against the San Jose Earthquakes. Today, Manchester United getting beat 3-2 at West Ham. Final game in that old Boland Stadium, Upton Park, and 112 years of history. Makes me sad that some of these teams are leaving these great old facilities, but money talks these days. So West Ham 3-2 winners, Slaven Bilic, the coach of West Ham. I'd like to get your thoughts tonight, Manchester United fan. Does Louis van Gaal stay? Simple as that. Does he stay? Does he go? Do you want Jose Mourinho, the special one? Is that healthy for Manchester United? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776. Did you see the Leicester City celebration? Getting their trophy after winning their game at home at the King Power Stadium. One of the most impressive things I saw was the fact that the Leicester City player said, "We want to continue to win even though we were already called champions." That to me was very impressive. Riyad Mahrez is going to stay at Leicester City, so we're going to see what happens in the future. There's no doubt they're going to have to build their roster out a little bit to compete in the Champions League, but what a story the Leicester City Foxes are. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. I got a boatload of great guests on the show tonight. John Gallucci, the MLS medical coordinator. This is a guy who heads it all up in Major League Soccer when it comes to the medical side of the game. We'll talk with him tonight on injuries in Major League Soccer and policies that are set. A little bit of that. I think it'll be interesting to hear from John Gallucci. Chris Wondolowski will join the show tonight of the San Jose Earthquakes. You know him as the former Houston Dynamo striker. Ridiculous statistics on how quickly Chris Wondolowski got to 100 goals. Tom Marshall, ESPN FC, will be on the program here tonight as well. Brian Dunseth. We will talk to Brian Dunseth tonight, the Fox and ESPN analyst on all things soccer, Major League Soccer. We'll talk a lot with him about. And then we'll also bring on the captain, Giles Barnes. And Giles Barnes was a captain and looked a captain. He looked the part. This past Saturday night when the Dynamo took on Sporting Kansas City and got a 2-0 lead. How does it make you feel about the Dynamo now that they were able to manage, see out a game, did it collectively, and get a very, very important, result? 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776. Is the number. Now, I haven't talked about the U.S. preliminary roster for the Copa Centenario, but we can do some of that tonight. Brad Guzan, Tim Howard, Ethan Horvath, who gets the third goalkeeping slot? Horvath, Nick Raimondo, or David Bingham? David Bingham is an impressive goalkeeper for San Jose. He's one. Defenders, midfielders, forwards. We'll go through it tonight. We can do some of that talk as well. Liverpool into the Europa League. I got a little sound from Jurgen Klopp. We've got goal calls. We've got a number of different things. Liverpool's going to play Sevilla in the Europa League final. They win that, they'll get a ticket into the Champions League. So they're 90 minutes away from the Champions League. This is interesting for sure. Sevilla's won the title the last 2 years. Think of who Liverpool got past to get to the Europa League final. Augsburg in round 32, Manchester United in round 16, Dortmund in the quarterfinals, that ridiculous, unbelievable comeback, and then Villarreal in the semifinals. So Liverpool fans, I know you listen to this show, and Manchester United fans, I want to hear from both you and anybody else, Premier League. Are there Leicester City fans that are listening in and want to comment on the miracle that was Leicester City? Who's that?
Sam.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll start it off tonight with Sam. Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man.
How are you?
How are you doing? I'm a Man U fan. I think Louis van Gaal's time is up. He has to take off. I mean, I've been watching these games, and I'm really not liking, you know, the style that Man U's playing with. It seems like they got no heart. I think Mourinho would be the perfect addition for it. I know he comes with baggage. He comes with a lot of things, but you can't argue that his you know, his team's always played with a flair and with an audacity to him, and I think that's what Man U needs. And if done right, if, you know, the hiring team does their job right, I think it'd be a very fruitful relationship for the time being.
Yeah, I'm gonna disagree with you totally, Sam. By the way, I don't know what that beeping is, but I'm gonna disagree with you totally. And I'll tell you why. First off, Jose Mourinho teams are built on defending first. So you're talking about style. The history of Manchester United, it's a winger-oriented style. It's one that is attractive going forward. I don't think there's any question Chelsea was attractive on the counterattack going forward, but that's not the way Manchester United has played traditionally. He's also a guy that sticks around for about 2 or 3 years, if that's what you want. He's not a guy that has generally used tons of young players. He's more of a veteran guy. He likes to buy players, not develop them. I wouldn't call him a developer. So I don't think he's a fit, and I could be wrong. Maybe you tell me something not, but maybe they want to pull the trigger upstairs at Manchester United on someone that they think can get to win right away. But they've got a lot of good young talent. I don't think there's any question. But it doesn't mean Louis van Gaal should stay either. So I don't know. There's a lot of managers out there who have been snapped up. Antonio Conte is going to go to Chelsea. Guardiola going to Manchester City, and he may not even be in the Champions League. Who knows how it ends up? I don't know. I think it's a good bet they will be. I can't stand the whole Guardiola, you know, being anointed that he was going there halfway through the season. The whole thing with Bayern, I think it's disgusting. Honestly, that. People are pining for accepting other jobs when they're half a season away from finishing their first job. I think it's disgusting and sick and tired of it, and just think it's gross. It just takes so much away. It's so disrespectful to players, to fans, to everybody. It's so self-serving, quite frankly. Let's go to Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind? Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776.
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, Bilal. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to agree with you. I think with Guardiola taking the job, announcing it the way, when he did, it takes away and reflects on the team that got knocked out of the Champions League semifinals, and that right there is a reason why you shouldn't announce it. But going to Man U, I respect the caller, but I want to disagree with him slightly. I think the chosen one is a great short-term fix, but what do you do when he leaves if he gets bored 3 or 4 years later? Then you would have to start all over again, and you're back at square one. I think maybe keeping LVG for one more year, letting him tutor and mentor Ryan Giggs, or if all the fans are done and the board is done with them, I think he can maybe would be interested to see Brendan Rodgers coach Mania.
Interesting. I wonder what Brendan Rodgers is doing.
I think it would bring great revival to the rivalry between them and Liverpool. And I think with the way they're on the upstream, I think that would just add an extra layer of tenacity to it.
He did have a pretty attack-oriented team. Of course, that was led by Luis Suarez at the time, and we saw what happened when he plugged in Mario Balotelli. That thing went south. I mean, he was not built for that system, Balotelli. I don't even know what he's been doing. excuse me. The whole Jose Mourinho thing, I mean, based on the way he's assembled teams through buying, through opening a checkbook, the way he builds his team, defending first. He's won Champions Leagues by not having the ball, which is totally against what Manchester United believes in. They believe in having the football. I remember the famous quote from Mourinho. I think it was at Inter Milan when they won the title. He said, "We didn't want the ball." It's the same thing he did with Chelsea when they won the title. Everybody's, "Oh, Chelsea defended so well." Yeah. They defended well, but they sure relied on Peter Cech. That's for damn sure. When they won that and Didier Drogba. That was all about having a great goalkeeper and having a great striker and some workers. I don't know if he's the fit for Manchester United, but that doesn't mean he may not get the job.
He may get the job, and he may spend $300 million over the summer. And then when he gets bored, several other players will leave as well. And then, again, it's the same thing. Now, they do have David De Gea, so I think maybe between him and Martial and Marcus Rashford, I think maybe it might entice him. But even then, what do you do afterwards?
Well, again, he's been more about the veterans. I'm not sure he's a developer of youth. He's not. I think he's more a manager in the here, in the now, wants his solutions and his needs fixed by buying players. So it's just a different way to go about it. But I don't think that's the way Manchester United wants to do it. Anything else, Bilal?
No, just talking matters again.
All right. You're the best. Thank you very much for the phone call tonight here. So some good stuff there from Bilal. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Did you see in Major League Soccer the dispute over the penalty kick? Kai Kamara getting into it with his fellow midfielder Federico Higuain after the game. Kamara was upset. He was sitting on two goals, wanted the hat trick. Basically took a shot at Higuain, saying Higuain hasn't, you know, we're not the partnership that other playmakers and strikers are in Major League Soccer. And Kamara went on to say that he didn't take penalties. That didn't add up in his total when he was trying to win the goal-scoring title in Major League Soccer last year. Your thoughts on that? Did you see the incident? What do you think about it? 713-780-3776. The Dynamo saw out a game. Mentally and physically and emotionally connected for 90 minutes. One of the better performances of the year. I think the lesson learned in the 2-0 win over Sporting Kansas City this weekend is that the Houston Dynamo realize this team is about the sum of all parts. And it can't be playing 60 minutes, 70. It's eliminating mistakes. It's being mentally tuned in. It's having a work ethic. In fact, they outworked Sporting Kansas City, I think. It was a good win. Giles Barnes in the 30th minute. Kubo Torres got the start. So Houston Dynamo fans, where are you? Are they going to turn the corner? Tomorrow night, can they get a result in San Jose? That's a game that will be on Root Sports. Join Eddie Robinson and I for the call on that one. So what do you think of the lineup that was put out? Two quality goals, by the way, if you weren't down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Wonderful touch from Kubo Torres to Barnes, who just smacked it first time with his left foot. It was a hit that surprised Tim Melia in goal for Sporting Kansas City. Horst and Agus got their first start together as center backs. Looked like a nice intimidating pair there, but they were also supported with better balance in midfield and good wide play. They didn't have to come out of the middle much. If truth be told, Sporting Kansas City made the Dynamo look a little nervous the first 15 or 20 minutes. Then the Dynamo took the game over. DeMarcus Beasley went off injured. Abdoulaye Mansali came on. I thought Alex was exceptional in the middle of the field, very industrious. Ricardo Clark playing off Alex. Those two worked. Wenger had a two-way game, so he came back, I think. Scored a spectacular goal. Was very responsible defensively. And Giles Barnes was a captain. Now think about that. Giles Barnes was a captain in this game. That is the measuring stick for Giles Barnes as a captain and a leader. Because we've talked about this on this show. I've brought this up many, many times, that I'm concerned about the Dynamo from a leadership perspective. Giles Barnes was a captain. He was not just a player. He was a leader against Sporting Kansas City. Now, he's got to prove that he can do that on the road now. This team has to prove that they can do it on the road. And this is an amazing opportunity tomorrow night against San Jose. They've got some injury problems, but the Dynamo can dispel this notion that they can't win on the road by getting a result tomorrow night. I think it's going to be fascinating. It's a quick turnaround. They got to get it done on Root Sports. All right, let's play the two goals, Tyler, so we can kind of relive. So 30th minute, the Dynamo are creeping back into this game after a better start from Sporting Kansas City. Kubo Torres to Giles Barnes, a wonderful little flick and touch, and Barnes hits it first time.
Dynamo have lifted their game a bit here in the latter stages of the first half. Kubo Torres, nice touch from Torres to Barnes. Barnes, what a goal! Torres to Barnes! First time lashing it in with the left foot, and this is what the Houston Dynamo needed. Something positive, Torres to Barnes, it's 1-0 Dynamo. With an exclamation point. What a hit from Barnes.
That was Kubo Torres' first start of the year. Now, he's been called up to the Mexican under-23 squad. They're going to play in Toulon, France, as preparation. So he's going to go to the Olympics. I don't think there's any question. But I'm hoping he starts again tomorrow night because he's the type of player I don't think Victor Bernardes wants to play against. He's savvy. It's a guy that I hope he starts again. Keep it going. By the way, how about the acoustics at BBVA Compass Stadium? Tyler, you're a big music guy. My producer, Tyler Scott, you're a big music guy. Did you hear the acoustics there? And the stadium was half full.
Yeah, that was really good crowd noise.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's the acoustics in that place, phenomenal. All right, let's play. This is a very important goal because the timely nature of goals is something, obviously, in soccer that's so important because it can lead to increased confidence. It can change the course of games. This is stoppage time. Now, Wenger gets into the box after a great build-up here, and I'm thinking he's going to slip in Kubo Torres, who's to his right, and I'm thinking differently because you know what Wenger does? He absolutely smashes it, and he's got a small window to hit, and I think he surprises Sporting Kansas City goalkeeper Tim Melia.
Barnes now. Two number 10s there meeting with Failhofer. That's a good ball from Beasley. He releases Maidana. Torres is pulling out on the right side of the field. Barnes gets passed and Wenger shows up here. Here is Giles now. This looks promising for the Dynamo. Barnes somehow got out of that.
A little fortunate there. Good mistouch.
Maidana. Wenger has a good touch. He's got Kubo Shaw to goal. It's smashed in with the left foot. It's 2-0 the Dynamo. And Wenger is back here at BBVA Compass Stadium. They've been waiting for something to cheer about. They've got it tonight so far here in the first half.
That guy sounds really familiar.
Well, you had Eddie Robinson on that call and Matt Peterson as well. That's Root Sports. We'll be on tomorrow night. Now, it's a late game. So I think our pregame show will start tomorrow night at, I guess it's 8:30. I think we're on at 9. So that'll be on the main channel of Root Sports tomorrow night, the Dynamo against San Jose. And by the way, I think we're going to take a break right now, aren't we? Time for a break. We got a lot to come on this show tonight. 713-780-3776. Louis van Gaal, in or out for Manchester United? Your thoughts. Liverpool fans, I want to hear from you. And I've got a little sound to play for you from your messiah. You know who that messiah is, one Jurgen Klopp, your German messiah at Liverpool. Bud Light says a couple of things, and right now I speak on behalf of Bud Light. My favorite political party is the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot. Puppy videos, we agree on those. Everybody likes puppy videos. Three-day weekends, free parking, queso and margaritas, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for the best in soccer talk. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
To go to a final, you need in decisive moments a little bit of luck, that's it. But most of the time, you need outstanding performances. So, and I think when I came here, it was not only about the tournament didn't sound too nice for the people. It was three draws, right? Something like, no. Yeah, so. It was a difficult group, how I thought, and we became through with a nice game in Russia, and that was good, and we felt really comfortable in this tournament. We liked it to go to these different countries and adapt to different circumstances, temperatures. I like this in football. The problem was we had around these games so many other games, and so we couldn't really be focused on this, of course. So I think in this year, especially in 2016, the team showed a lot of times what they are capable of, what they could be capable of in the future. So that's really nice and really good signs. And so that's more important for me as a manager. But then when you perform in the right moments, like we did tonight or against Dortmund or against United or Augsburg, then you want to have all. Well, that's what we try now. But what does it say about 9 years then between last final and next final? Europe is big. There are a lot of teams who want to go to finals. It's not too easy. So now we are there. And it's great, great opportunity. And we will take it as opportunity. Great game. Great game. And you all see now when Daniel Sturridge is fit, he's unbelievable. Unbelievable striker. Everybody knows this. But even he needs players to play with. So I know about his quality. I knew before I came here. Now I know it better. Oh, great player. Good to have him here.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, Glenn Davis here, speaking as the host of Soccer Matters, and today I'm also speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. It's the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. But that's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody likes puppy videos. Three-day weekends, free parking, queso and margaritas, Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what else everyone loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself Tuesday nights for the best in soccer talk on ESPN 97.5. HoustonDynamo.com brings you our interview with Dynamo captain Giles Barnes. They remind you, get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com for this coming Saturday's Real Salt Lake game. And via San Jose right now, he's Giles Barnes. Giles, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Anytime, Glenn. How are you, man?
Sorry to put you through all that.
No problem at all.
All right, so you just came off the training field. You guys got out there early yesterday. Tell us what the mood of the team is after the impressive home win 2-0 over Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, obviously everyone's in good spirits, but everyone's determined to, you know, reenact that that performance and get out and get the 3 points in San Jose as well. But the feeling's really good around the camp right now.
Recreating what you did at home on the road. You guys have been close on the road. You've had leads on the road. How do you get it done in San Jose this time around?
Obviously we're going in there with a lot of confidence. But, you know, what we've been echoing around is that we need to be concentrated and focused for 95 minutes, not 85 minutes. From the minute the whistle, we hear the whistle until the minute we hear it again at the end of the game. And as long as we do that and we stick in our team formation and we stick together, we're going to be perfect. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, I thought it was very impressive the last game because the mental strength was there. I mean, guys are back, responsible, accountable, every play, nobody taking plays off. It really looked impressive, and it actually elicited a comment from Peter Vermees of Sporting Kansas City, and essentially he was saying, you guys outworked Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, you know, that's what we want to hear every week, you know. So it's a great compliment when we've been talking about something for the last couple of weeks and actually gets put into action. You know, me and you spoke during the week and I told you it was time to stop talking about it and actually start putting it into action. So that game, we kind of showed what we was all about for 95 minutes, you know, because we had the 5 minutes at the end of the game. So, you know, as I said, we got to stick to that mentality that we had all week. We've been working hard and training again straight after the game. And we know what we've got to do to manage to get the 3 points on the road.
Houston Dynamo captain, he's Giles Barnes, had the game winner against Sporting Kansas City. Wonderful touch laid on by Kubo Torres. How was it having Kubo Torres in the lineup for a good portion of this game?
Yeah, you know, Kubo's been working hard. So he's got his chance, and, you know, he came up with an assist. I thought his work rate was really good throughout the game as well. And, you know, and a big shout goes out to Wilbur as well. But when he came on, he was immense as well. So it's good when you've got firepower like that.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to mention Will Bruin and him helping you manage out the game and causing a lot of problems. This is the sort of one-for-all attitude, though, that you guys have to have, right?
Exactly.
Because Major League Soccer, if your team doesn't work, you don't have a chance because every single team in this league seems to work and work hard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's always going to be talented individuals, but if they're not willing to work, then you're not going to get success. What we've brought here is we've got that mentality where it's all for one and one for all, you know, so everyone's working hard to, as you say, see out plays and, you know, and respect and be responsible for their role. It was about taking accountability, which we talked about, and doing your job and doing what's best for the team. And I think everyone did that in the game.
Is that the real message that comes out of the Sporting game, is that the sum of all parts, if we work all together and we stay mentally and physically disciplined and connected, there's no reason why we can't win every time we step on the field.
Yeah, you know, you can always give 100%. There's a saying, you know, I said to the boys once or twice, the harder we work, the luckier we'll be. You know, and we all genuinely believe that. So the results haven't been there as great, you know, in the opening part of the season, but we've turned the corner, you know, and it's time to start racking up those points up on the road and back at home as well.
What's also been the message from the manager in this short turnaround right now?
You know, Owen's great. Owen's message never changes to us. He's always so positive and so accepting of us, you know. And as I said, it was time for us to repay to repay his faith that he put in us, you know. And obviously, we don't need that for one game. We need to do it for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games on the bounce, not just the one game. So we know what we've got to do to keep the stretch going.
Giles, without giving anything away, how's everybody come through that game as far as from a physical standpoint? Because this is 3 games in 8 days. This is a very tough task. I would imagine you guys are okay going into Wednesday with all the adrenaline and the confidence you picked off against Sporting. But how is the fatigue factor in this one, the short turnaround?
You know what, Glenn? To be honest with you, it's been really good. Obviously, we had the off day yesterday and got on the plane and traveled. We had a good training session today. And everyone's managed to be competitive in training. So it's looking good ahead of the game. We came out of training without any real injury worries. So it's looking like a healthy squad for tomorrow, and that's a headache for Owen.
Yeah, that's a good, what do we call that? A champagne problem, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's a good one. San Jose, what jumps out to you about them? Obviously, it's your former manager, Dominic Kinnear. Dom always has very competitive teams for the most part. Chris Wondolowski, Kofi Sarkodie, a couple familiar faces. They do have some injury problems, but what jumps out to you about San Jose? Because I think they're an improved team this year.
Yeah, they are an improved team, you know. They've had a good start to the season. Obviously, they've got our old manager there, so we've got we'll know what Don has his teams to be set all about. But as I said, it's about us focusing on what we have to do, and we believe if we do what we have to do, we shouldn't fear anybody in this league.
Giles, this summer might be busy for Kubo Torres, for yourself, obviously, with Jamaica in the Copa Centenario. I know you're not looking for, you know, you're not looking beyond what's ahead of you with all the matches coming hot and heavy, but just a word on the Copa Centenario and what it can mean for football here in the U.S., because this probably is going to be the biggest second men's international soccer event in the history of this country, the first being the 94 World Cup.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a massive tournament. You know, it's going to be really incredible in America as well. the experience first time with the Gold Cup last year to see how good, excuse me, I've got a sore throat, to see how good it is actually going from stadium to stadium and state to state in such a big tournament. But me, I'm just focused on what I can do for the Dynamo right now. You know, I have to play well here to get selected for that tournament. So I'm just trying to play as best as I can for the Dynamo and hopefully I can keep scoring and assisting and the team keep winning.
The overall discipline and the getting the shutout against Sporting Kansas City, you know, a lot of good things happened on this night, and there were a lot of lessons there, obviously. You mentioned some of them about the collective play. But you guys must feel pretty proud because defensively, since the L.A. game, you guys have been a pretty tough team to break down.
Yeah, you know, it's got to start from the front. It's not just about the back four and the goalkeeper defending. It's about everyone. And that's what we said, you know, we're trying to make it so that everyone's defending and everyone's attacking because, you know, it takes pressure off of people on both sides of the ball. So if we can get the forwards to drop and then the wingers can tuck in, the central midfielders can pick up, it just takes a little bit of pressure off of everyone. And when we're all set and we're all in the same, you know, in cohesion and we're all moving across at the same line, we're hard to break down. And to see it all come together against Kansas was really good.
Last one before I let you go, Giles. A quick word on Alex. Thought he was outstanding in midfield. I thought he ran for two people. Just really, really helped set the tone along with yourself.
Yeah, you know, Alex has got so much energy. He's such a good footballer as well. I don't think people realize how much he actually works during the games until, you know, this kind of season, really. But every day in training, he probably makes him and Rico probably cover the most ground, make the most tackles because that's their game. And it's so wonderful to see someone so gifted at football working their socks off as well, you know, and he's been playing a credit to himself right now.
And how about Agus? Has played himself into a starting role, has seemed very settled back there, very good positionally. And give us a little insight on Agus because he's looked very, very competent and very balanced and just kind of very composed.
Yeah, you know, a left-footed centre-half of, he must be 6'1". He's a good size, reads the game well. He's played at the highest level too, you know. He's been a captain all of his career at different clubs. So he's coming in with a lot of experience. Obviously, he was at Real Madrid B-side as a kid. So he's had a great football upbringing. And as I said, he's traveled the world with his football. And, you know, I think we're starting to see the best of him. And I'm sure there's more to come. You know, he's only played in maybe three games. So, you know, the more games he gets, the more consistent, the more we'll see of Agus. But I'm really excited and happy with what he's brought to the team so far.
Well, Giles, let's let you go. Take care of that throat. We're looking forward to catching you tomorrow night on Root Sports Southwest here in Houston. And we're looking forward to another good Dynamo result out there in San Jose. Thank you for your time.
Definitely. Anytime, Glenn. Catch you soon, mate.
All right. He's the one and only Giles Barnes, captain of the Houston Dynamo. Quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm assures you that they will treat your case as if it is their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. The Daspit Law Firm works 24/7 nights and weekends, fights for your right for compensation. That's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. We'll take a break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Team, Boateng. Keane was calling for it. Far post. Only half away. Oh! An absolutely thunderous strike. A showstopper from Dos Santos.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. That goal from Gio Dos Santos brought to you by Bar Munich. Get down to one of the great soccer-watching spots here in Houston. Bar Munich, say hello to my friend Raymond down there. That's a great, wonderful, open, really airy spot, lots of monitors. And football fans, soccer fans, you'll love it. Right in the heart of Midtown, Bar Munich on Louisiana, barmunich.com, 2616 Louisiana, a Soccer Matters pub. So get there. Also, the gorgeous Gale over in West University, another great spot there to take in games, outdoor patio and everything else. The gorgeous Gale over in West University, my good friend Peter. Okay, so here's what we got going on here in the next few minutes. We got John Gallucci. He will be coming on the program. He is the MLS medical coordinator. Going to be interesting to find out what his job is about. Obviously, a very talented guy. I know that through my sister and his work with one of my nephews. Before that, though, it is time right now, Tyler, for something else, right? Real quick here before we get to John.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on, game on.
Okay, we're on the clock. It is Game On for 90. And let's see. So that was an abort, but we'll get back to the Game On to 90 before this is over. Could not find Game On for 90. I do have it here, but it's something that's a little bit more scripted out. With that, we're going to switch it over now to John Gallucci. John joins us. He is a Major League Soccer medical coordinator. John, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
Yeah, good, John. We appreciate having you on. And I guess the first thing for my listeners would be, give us the job description of the Major League Soccer medical coordinator. That is you.
Well, basically, my position is to assist our chief medical officer, Dr. Larry Limack, in basically the care, welfare, policies, and procedures of Major League Soccer's athletes and players.
What now is the biggest concerns for you with this title around the league?
Well, along with Dr. Limack, our goal is to basically ensure that there's appropriate provision of care throughout the league through our policies and procedures manual that the league definitively defines, and making sure that the athletes are getting the best possible care of any professional athlete here in the United States and across the world. You know, our goal is to give a provision of professional sports medicine care that is far better than any out there, and we've been able to do it under Dr. Limack's leadership. One of the main goals, as you could possibly imagine, is keeping and decreasing injuries and keeping athletes on the field, just as we would do at any level, college level, high school level, club level, or academy level. At the professional level, as you could imagine, injuries basically account for lost dollars, and nobody wants to lose dollars, but also athletes should never be injured if we can possibly deter them and decrease the incident of injury. So that's our main focus, and we're pretty excited of the advances we've made over the last several years.
All right, one that I noticed, and it was one that I don't think was around as much during my professional playing career, although there may be real reasons for that, but is a hamstring now the soup du jour? I mean, is that the injury to du jour in Major League Soccer and around the world?
So hamstring injuries definitively are in any running athlete is defined as a very common injury. It's soft tissue injury, as we all know, in the back of the leg, the hamstring bends the knee. Definitively, there's many different causes and rationales. What we're finding in our research, and actually FIFA's research, has done a great job in reference to the strengthening component, but also good nutrition and good hydration decreases that incidence of the injury. So I think if you look at the last 4 years of research and studies when it comes to soft tissue and more specifically hamstring injuries, I think we've come a long way in understanding the different aspects of what can cause a hamstring injury. And I think that we've defined ways of decreasing that incident through good strength and flexibility programs that all our clubs are involved in. It's actually infiltrated all the way down to the youth level. Some of the research and studies that have been done. I mean, as you know, FIFA 11 is huge across the world right now in decreasing lower extremity and more specifically hamstring injuries across the world. So I think that what's great about the United States and soccer medicine in the United States is we've got great specialists across our country that are helping us each and every day with different research. And that research definitively is to find a much healthier athlete, especially in Major League Soccer.
John Gallucci joining us, Major League Soccer medical coordinator, JAG physical therapy, right? So just recount, and my nephew had a pretty serious injury, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Your nephew's actually been with us a few times, but most recently, yes, he's had some serious injuries.
Can you take us through the fractured leg? Because that was a serious one, because obviously growth plate is involved in that, and he's come back spectacularly.
Well, defining it, as you said, he did have a fracture of his leg, and it was during his definitively growth spurt component, so he was shut down for a long period of time and at one point non-weight-bearing. At JAG Physical Therapy, we have 11 centers throughout New York and New Jersey, which very proud of. We focus on sports medicine rehabilitation, and I had the privilege of meeting your sister and getting the opportunity to meet your nephew, and your nephew definitively, as with any athlete, it's all about being motivated to get back to your pre-injured status. And your nephew each and every day came with that drive and determination that nothing was going to hold him back, and he was going to work hard to get back on the field. And as you know, he came back with a vengeance and has been very successful since the injury. During the rehabilitative process, there's a strengthening components, a balance components, and he did an unbelievable job throughout his entire process. He was with us for close to 6 months, and then, of course, the return component of slow progression back. But he did everything we asked of him, and as any athlete that has a drive, your nephew definitively can go to the next level just based on his drive. So you should be very proud as an uncle.
Well, John Gallucci has a legendary status, certainly in the Davis household and the Mangold household. But tell me about injury and recovery from it, because how much of that really is about drive and determination? I mean, can you put a percentage on it?
Well, you know, in any athlete or any patient, you want to get better. You have to get better. You have to have determination to get better. We're very fortunate in New York and New Jersey with our 11 centers throughout the area that basically we see everybody from all different types of demographics and who needs to get back to work, let it be a fireman, let it be a policeman, let it be a painter, or let it be a professional athlete. As you know, besides being involved in Major League Soccer, I also work with the New Jersey Devils and several other professional organizations. Mm-hmm. So it's great to be able to take that mentality of treating every patient like a professional athlete. To talk about percentages, you know, drive is what gets people better. Passion is what gets people better. As I always like to say, we're the frame that assists in making the artwork look good as the athletic trainers and physical therapists. But it's really the patient or the athlete's goals and determination that really push them to the next level. Everybody deals with pain differently, but when you get somebody back to a true biomechanical status of function and they're ready to return to whatever their job may be or their sport may be, that motivation and passion definitively has to take place to help us push them and them push themselves.
John Gallucci joining us, the MLS medical coordinator, JAG Physical Therapy. Hey, John, do you have a website that you could shoot out real quick?
Yes, JAG Physical Therapy is JAGPT, JAGPT.com.
There it is. Creatine, I wanted to bring this up because I remember when it first kind of broke, and the team Juventus in Italy was using, they basically said it was a restorative, and at the time, not a lot of people were using it, and it was a bit controversial. Now, we know creatine is everywhere. Is this safe for young soccer players and young athletes?
So my opinion is no young athlete should ever put anything in their body without truly being evaluated by a physician. And a physician can determine what are the needs that an athlete may need at any level. So nobody should ever ingest anything into their body unless a medical doctor truly does blood tests, urine analysis, and determines if there is any type of depleted substance in the body that the body needs. So creatine is basically a protein component. Sometimes people have some loss of protein. But definitively, especially for the young listeners right now, no one should put anything in their body unless it's approved by a doctor. Because if you put too much of something in your body, no matter what it is, it can actually cause harm. And the last thing you want to do is cause harm to your body just by trying to get an edge. The best thing I usually tell people is to seek the advice of their medical doctor, seek the advice of a dietitian and nutritionist before ingesting anything in the body. As far as a recovery phase component, there are studies throughout the world that different levels of protein ingestion during recovery can truly happen. But again, that's under the guide of a physician at all times, at any level.
John, that along with what other are the biggest messages for you soccer players these days from a guy with your expertise?
The biggest thing that I try to tell all youth soccer players is definitively listen to your body. Most youth soccer players definitively end up putting themselves out of the game by not taking care of the smaller injuries and letting them become bigger injuries. When you have that cramp, when you have that slight muscle strain, It's not try to play through it. It's take care of it. Get to your certified athletic trainer, your physical therapist, your physician. Let them tell you how to take care of it the right way. Let it be a week injury as opposed to a six-week injury. A lot of youth athletes come into the office with these overuse injuries, that if the training was correct and there was opportunistic ways to decrease the injuries and stop those overuse injuries, it's great. There's a fantastic app right now on cell phones and iPhones and all these different things called At Peak that truly teaches children how to train, and coaches can talk to the children through this application. And I think we're going to see a large decrease of incidence of injury by using an application similar to the At Peak, where coaches can talk to their athletes and have them do conditioning and flexibility while they're away from them. Some coaches only see their athletes twice a week or three times a week. Your athlete could be training more than that. So I think it's fantastic to get into different things like that. And coaches should also give some take-homes. They don't have the opportunity to get the app. Give some take-home flexibility and conditioning things to decrease that incidence of overuse injuries. Keep children and athletes on the field and off the training room tables or off of the emergency room tables.
John, listen, very informative. Love the passion with which you talk about your career. MLS medical coordinator John Gallucci, JAG Physical Therapy. John, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. We'd like to do it again sometime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That's John Gallucci. And this time, and that was some interesting stuff there. I hope a lot of the youth parents and athletes were listening to that, because that comes from an expert. All right. This time, we will get it done. It's Game On for 90.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on.
All right, so this week we heard there were no takers for Chelsea center back John Terry at the price he and presumably his agent have asked for in Major League Soccer. MLS flat out turned it down, and I love it. Yes, MLS is growing more confident to the point that hopefully the red carpet won't be rolled out for players that are looking for a golden handshake and a few years of pedestrian play at pay for big dollars, and a wonderful lifestyle change here in the United States. Let's face it, who needs an aging defender in Major League Soccer at a high price? Apparently, for the moment, no one. Now, that doesn't mean John Terry might sign for $350,000 like Ashley Cole did, but few DPs at the top dollar level have ever been defenders. MLS is young. It's vibrant. Teams are pouring their DP money into attacking players, game changers, players that can change the balance of a game at a moment's notice. So give me more Diego Valeris, David Villas, Mauro Diazes, Robbie Keynes, and Burrito Martinez's. Players with a healthy respect for MLS, and in most cases, that are younger. Yes, getting a DP is a very personal thing for specific clubs. Was Clint Dempsey really brought to Seattle to boost attendance? Of course not. He's there to win an MLS Cup for that franchise. Here in Houston for the Dynamo, the hope was signing Kubo Torres, who was for both impact on the field and off. Yes, he was brought here to boost attendance. Designated player signings are vital, and more of a can't-miss type signing for clubs like the Houston Dynamo and DC United. And frankly, they should have players that teams are built around, and they should be the said team's best player within 2 years in Major League Soccer, and most should bring instant impact. If they aren't, they simply have not been good enough signings. These DPs that have respected MLS have made games more exciting and have helped to shine the light on the league. DP signings have to be thought out. They have to be impactful. They have to have a stretch and a reach both on and off the field and benefit to individual clubs and the league overall. So, any takers for John Terry at Chelsea? Apparently not at top dollar. And that is Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. And right now, as we take a break, I got a pair of tickets. Dynamo Real Salt Lake this Saturday at BBVA Compass Stadium. The Dynamo went down to them 2-1 in Sandy, Utah. Well, it'll be the rematch this Saturday. I got a pair of tickets right now. Seventh caller at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to Dynamo Real Salt Lake. Let's take a 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.